It's slowly marching north from South America.
Build that wall! Build that wall!
Just yesterday, it crossed the equator.
We immediately surged to the border.
And soon, it will be at America's doorstep.
It's an invasion.
No, it's the sun. It's on its way north because it's spring. Why is everything so political in this country?
Spring is a good thing. And that's one thing all Americans can agree on.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Break your butt up!
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
President Biden's ultimately deadly U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan was a poorly planned, ill-timed, and disorganized affair. That's the congressional testimony of two generals who oversaw the operation. If ever there was a blowout primary win, this is it. Trump endorsed U.S. Senate candidate Bernie Moreno has won the three-way Ohio Republican primary in a landslide. The on-again, off-again arrest and deportation of illegal aliens by the state of Texas is off again, hours after the U.S. Supreme Court said the law could be enforced, pending a ruling by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. That latter court decided to block the law once again, a hearing planned later today. Heavy fighting around the Gaza Strip's biggest hospital on day two of the Israeli military operation aimed at rooting out Hamas terrorists. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are lower. More details, srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Today, official beginning of spring.
I am in a fantastic mood today, and I don't know why.
I better call the doctor, because I got spring fever.
That is great, and it makes you feel good.
I'm walking on sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine.
What kind of mood elevator are you on?
Good morning, sunshine.
They've been in remarkably good moods.
I bet you just fart, sunshine.
If he gets too much direct sunlight, he'll die.
No way.
Walk on sunshine today. Let's find out with Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
It's freezing at Prattville this morning at the airport, but they are alone in that territory here. The Montgomery Airport actually went up 2 degrees in the last hour. We're at 38 now. We've been as cool as 36 this morning. Kind of a frosty start, although I was just out with Chase and not crunchy on the grass yet, but we still have about 45 minutes till sunrise. So, you know, I think we could fall a degree or two. Our forecast, besides the frost advisory this morning, a warmer day today, mostly sunny. Yesterday's high was 61. I've got us at 71 today. So if my math is correct, that's 10 degrees. Partly cloudy, not quite as chilly tonight. Overnight low 42. Tomorrow's high 76. A sun and cloud mix. So that's comfortable. Scattered showers returning late Thursday night, becoming likely on Friday and Friday night. Most of the weekend looks pretty good. There could be a leftover shower, I suppose, Saturday morning, but improvement Saturday afternoon. Upper 60s Saturday, low 70s Sunday. Sunday is the better day. Right now, this morning, again, Prattville 32, but it's 38 at MGM at 609.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Welcome to March 20th.
National Ravioli Day.
National Ravioli Day.
Ravioli is one of Italy's most popular pastas.
It's a very popular day for pasta lovers. It's
National Ravioli Day.
Ravioli's delicious.
That better be ravioli.
You should try the ravioli.
Do you have ravioli?
Wow, what's ravioli?
Happy National Ravioli Day.
Oh, ravioli, my favorite.
Ravioli?
It's showtime.
No ravioli today for the Rich Thomas Breakfast Special, but we could do a meatball sub tomorrow if you want.
We could do a meatball sub tomorrow.
It's been a while.
I'd be up for that. You know who used to be a big fan of that? Emily.
Yes.
Actually, wait a minute. Jesse Lynn. Jesse Lynn was the big meatball fan. Meatball, yeah, sub fan.
So I don't even know where to start this morning. I've been looking at stuff for the last, actually, since I woke up this morning, and there's just nothing really all that fascinating. On the political end, establishment Republicans are dead in Ohio. You heard about that during SRN News. I'm reading this thing about if your inbox is full of unread emails, it's costing you.
Well, yeah.
How many inbox pieces do you have on average? They're just sitting there.
It's ridiculous. Right now, I'm looking at, it says 466 unread, it says.
466 unread?
I mean, but that goes over since 1919.
Oh. I have a system. When my inbox gets to 300, I go back, and that's when I'm in the mood to get rid of stuff I know I'm just not going to use.
Yeah.
And there's nothing to reply to. And I can usually trim it from by half down to about 150. And then it starts creeping back, you know. And every once in a while, I'll let some stupid, you know, sales, not our sales department, but some company that's trying to sell me something, I'll let one sit there for a while.
Yeah.
But it's almost like cleaning the closet. It's got to get big enough to become annoying. And then you feel, okay, I'm going to do something about this today.
Got to fix it.
So Jay will be joining us in just the best airports for fast food, really?
The best. You know what? Oh, for fast food?
Yeah.
I was going to say, DFW is hard to beat. Yeah, DFW is really hard to beat.
It did not make the list.
Okay. Is Atlanta on there?
Let's see. They're measuring by Chick-fil-A. Top five include Cincinnati,
ooh,
George Bush Intercontinental in Houston,
huh,
Ontario, near LA. It's not really near LA. I accidentally decided, okay, well, because there was some kind of problem with getting into LA, so I took a flight to Ontario.
Yeah.
And it's not really that close.
Well, you know, when I went to Coachella out in the desert,
yeah,
we went to Ontario to avoid LAX. And you're right. It's far east side.
I'm not even sure where they built it, where they did. Cleveland rates at the top, and so does Dulles.
Is that right? Cleveland. I'll be at that airport in late July.
In fast food, LaGuardia has only one restaurant, a Shake Shack.
Really?
In Terminal B, yeah. But LaGuardia is designed to get in and out. It's not a place you want to linger.
Yeah. I was there last May, but I don't remember the restaurant situation.
There are zero fast food places in Midway in Chicago. That's a small airport there, so I'm not surprised. And seven more. Let's see.
None at Midway?
No.
Wow.
No, neither Boston, too.
Wow.
But on the other hand,
Washington National's good, though. Washington National has some good food. Oh, you know who else does? Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
Charlotte has some great barbecue.
Charlotte has great stuff.
Great barbecue.
And the whole emphasis on that airport is barbecue. Yeah, there's a ton of those places there. That isn't a bad place if you're stuck for a while, have to hang out. And let's see. There's Lily in Spring. Later on, and I got to shoot a copy of the story to Eddie Bader, a real estate agent who was showing a house and managed to burn it down during the showing. That doesn't happen every day.
No, sir.
And we have a story. In fact, we may go to this one a little early, about a dad who got into trouble with the law because he was browbeating his kid about homework. This is in our top five today. An Ohio father arrested after continuously calling his kid's elementary school and the police because his kid was getting too much homework. And here are a couple of those calls, along with Oxford Police Detective Adam Price, talking about what happened with this.
Basically, the parent didn't like that his child was getting homework, so he decided he was going to call the school and call the school repeatedly over and over again. He calls dispatch, I think it was 18 times, roughly.
I want to talk to Chief.
Leave a voicemail if he doesn't answer.
I'm being very nice.
Well, then come to the police department, and we'll call the chief in, and you can talk to him in person.
I pay for him. He can come to my house.
Well, I'm going to send some officers out to your house to talk to you in person since you won't stop calling.
I'm going to suggest that there perhaps was alcohol involved in that.
Yes.
Because he was showing his ass. And right. That's what happens. Yeah, lighter side, though, this being the first full day of spring, we have our annual collection of Morgan Freeman's spring memories.
And now, Morgan Freeman's springtime memories.
April 7th, 2002. I was with my wife while she was shopping for a sundress when I saw a beautiful yellow fedora. I just knew I had to have it. My wife said, "What makes you think your big head's gonna look good in that hat?" I laughed and said, "What makes you think your big ass is gonna look good in that dress?" That was 13 years ago. We still sleep in separate beds.
That was another of Morgan Freeman's springtime memories.
He just has the greatest touch to all occasions, doesn't
he? Yes, he does.
Everybody that calls the show, including everybody so far this morning, qualifies to win some great stuff at the end of the week, including the works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire, the place you should partner up with in the ongoing maintenance and service of your vehicle. In fact, we use them here at the radio station when our vehicles need service, and that's frequent because there's a little age on the Blue Water fleet.
Yes, there is. It's starting to show its age.
Yeah.
Even the most recent Sprinter is not a child anymore.
But everything runs fine because we trust our cars to them, and you should too. It's nice to have a go-to place if the check engine light comes on or your car is making an odd sound. You just know when you spend enough time with your vehicle, you kind of get a hunch when something just doesn't seem to sound right. Take it to them. Let them do the diagnostics. If you just are good at being timely with regular service, drop your car off. They'll get you to your office, back to your house, wherever you need to be, so you can continue your day. They take away your excuses to not get your car serviced. Three locations to serve you, from high atop Mount Duncan in Millbrook. That's the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. State-of-the-art technologies and talented diagnosticians and top-notch mechanics at all three locations, including downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road just north of Vaughan. That's Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. For specials, look for Don Duncan on Facebook. At 6:18, 18:19, news is next, and we'll have more Freegan.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
18:19 News.
A U.S. district judge has ruled against several liberal groups that are attempting to get more documents from the Eagle Forum of Alabama and the Alabama Citizens Action Program, known as ALCAP. This is all part of a lawsuit against the state of Alabama for the transgender surgery ban regarding minors. Judge Lyle Burke quashed these subpoenas in a similar fashion that he did with the DOJ back in 2022, as the DOJ was seeking to uncover communications within that organization regarding the Alabama Vulnerable Child Compassion and Protection Act. Now the Human Rights Campaign and Southern Poverty Law Center are representing individuals, and they issued the subpoenas to multiple conservative groups here in the state, including the Alabama Policy Institute, Moms for Liberty, and the American Principles Project, along with the other two already mentioned organizations. Attorney Eric Johnston commended Judge Burke for recognizing the free speech rights of all of these organizations. The plaintiffs also agreed to pay the court costs for dragging Eagle Forum and ALCAP into court. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
Five teenagers in Auburn have been arrested regarding a series of car break-ins and thefts. The teenagers range in age from 13 to 18. Three of them are from Georgia. Two are also facing possession of marijuana charges and attempting to elude police. A recent car break-in that occurred on March 16th revealed evidence that linked the teens to other auto burglaries that started back in February. The Guntersville Police Department has promoted an officer who has been serving on that force for 24 years. John East has been a chief investigator for 17 of those years. He was recently promoted to deputy chief. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
It's the best sale of the season at Cafco's Spring Open House this week. Save on home decor, floral supplies and gifts, or find inspiration for your home in our new spring merchandise. Visit daily for door prices, new deals, and surprises throughout the store. Saturday, enjoy music by Brian Brantley 11 to 1, and stay for our designer demonstrations at 1. Shop our spring open house for huge savings on our already low outlet pricing this week, 9 to 5 p.m. at Cafco Outlet, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
Oh, someone's in a mood.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
Little Herb Morrison. It is 6:23, and guess who has joined us in the back?
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Hello, everyone. Just so people know, I don't just get here at this time. I'm here before this. I just don't get in this room until this time.
I'm usually sitting in my car, having a cigarette, and thumbing through some of the stuff there is to talk about when I see Jay walk up, and we have the same routine every day.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so what's
do.
New? And the answer I usually get is?
Nothing.
Yeah. I have a little bit of a raw voice today because my 3 to 4 hour yesterday on Happy Hour,
mm-hmm.
You didn't need a radio to hear it in this town. There was just so much stuff, and I just went ballistic. I lost it. Well, after all, it was Tuesday.
Yeah.
But today, I feel like I've totally cleaned my emotions out. And now there's nothing that gets me excited.
I second that emotion.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll probably stay kind of on the benign side today. Speaking of ketchup, how about a nice top sirloin steak to put some on? Although the meat and the quality of the meat at Food Outlet is so good. It's $4.97 a pound for sirloin. That is an excellent price. Stock up. If you win the $20 Food Outlet gift certificate with the pop quiz following random facts, that's 4 pounds of sirloin just for coming up with the correct answer to a question. Today is Wednesday, so the Food Outlet specials change. You may have noticed when you are almost at any store, the cost of soda is ridiculous. But at Food Outlet, you can get a 12-can fridge pack of all your favorite Coke products for just $4.99. Dasani water, just $3.60. That's for 24 bottles. Mayfield ice cream is $3.48. But I also know that Food Outlet is carrying the new flavor, the gooey butter yellow cake that Bluebell just put out. And it is so good. Bryson Juicy Jumbo Franks, $1.94 for a package of those, and leg quarters are $5.50 for a 10-pound bag. It's cost plus 10% on everything throughout the store, plus these specials every week. They're posted at the door, because I know you're not taking notes on this stuff, but you will save money on everything at Food Outlet with three locations, 3543 Highway 14 in Millbrook, on Main Street west of Highway 31 in Prattville, and I'll see you Sunday morning, Coliseum Boulevard, next to Eastbrook Flea Market in Antique Mall. Time for our first look at the roads. My out the back door of our building traffic update says everything is moving. But what do you got, Skipper?
Well, we are still looking really good all over the area this morning. We've got that early morning rush going on right now. A lot of folks are already up and about this morning. I-65 and 85 light to mostly moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Boulevards are light to moderate, and Prattville-Millbrook with Tefco are beginning to wake up and put a few more folks out on the road. No major problems so far anywhere. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Spring is coming at Premier Place. Shop Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Michael's, GameStop, Lindmark, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 finance. With approved credit, ends 4/1/24.
Outdoor maintenance is hard work. When you look out the window on a hot day and you see the grass saying, mow me, do you really want to do that? It's not good for your health. It's hard work, so why not turn that hard work over to a team that is ready to work hard? And that's the team at Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his group, Turf Stalkers, by the way, named for the Night Stalker, a jet that he was part of a team on during his service in the Air Force. So if you want that military dedication and attention to detail and a great result at a fair price, call 558-1611. That's 558-1611 for Turf Stalkers. They do a great job.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hello, this is Eddie Bader with eXp Realty, and I want to tell you about advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting. I made the decision to advertise with Blue Water about 2 years ago and have seen the results daily. The Blue Water team has truly become family to me and always ready to help.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's almost 6:30. We're about to do the timeline with Rich Thomas, but you say you you weren't aware that the jockstrap is celebrating its 150th birthday.
Now, how I missed that, I don't know what to say.
Well, I mean, it's just one of those things because I found a song that celebrates this very special occasion.
It's jockstrap's birthday!
Before we start the timeline at 6:31, we have Billy on the phone. Billy, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. Getting my day started, and I thought I'd call you and tell you about my third infusion yesterday. Everything's going good. I'm feeling better. This is 3 weeks in a row I've done it. Looking good.
Yeah, I saw you had an infusion about a week ago. Yeah.
Yeah, you were two chairs over from me, to my right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We were, I think you got we were drinking bottled water and getting our good stuff in our veins.
I think you got the Myers cocktail, add vitamin B, and you got the glutathione.
I did.
Yes,
I did.
Sir. Yeah.
Now, what exactly what did you get? I never did know. I knew you were getting it, but I didn't know exactly what it was.
I got the similar. I got the Myers cocktail, add zinc, and then the glutathione.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Well, I hope to see you there again.
I will be there, for sure.
Good deal.
I'm there Thursday for Cryo Contour.
I normally go every Tuesday. It's kind of works my schedule, so I try to hit them on Tuesday in the mornings.
Thanks for the call. In fact, I saw Darren the other day, and I told him, I did the Cryo Contouring in, what was it, October? And look what's happened since I did that one session.
That inspired you. Yeah.
4 inches off the waist, buddy. Can't beat that. I'm now, I don't have to go clothes shopping because I have a whole closet full of stuff that now fits again, which is pretty nice.
It's good that you saved it.
Yes. I came so close to gathering it all up and taking it to, I'm glad I didn't throw in the towel on that. We will have the timeline right after another spring message from Morgan Freeman.
And now, Morgan Freeman's Springtime Memories.
March 20th, 1955. I was out hiking with my dad when we came to a field of thick green plants. Morgan, my daddy said, this is cannabis. It can be used to make rope, cloth, and paper. Or you can smoke it and see God. I looked up at him and said, well, how do you know this, Pops? And he said, because I smoke it and see God. Now, toke up, fool. You think I came up here for a damn hike?
That was another of Morgan Freeman's springtime memories.
And fuzzies everywhere. 6:33. The timeline for the 20th day of March. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 80th day of the year, there are 286 days left, and this year will be toast.
Oh!
National Proposal Day. Now, not to be confused with a few days ago, we had National Promposal Day. This is National Proposal Day, all right? It's Astrology Day. And, of course, we just had the vernal equinox last night at 10:06 p.m. We're going to get our buddy Rick Evans in here on the last week of March, which I guess would be next week, talking about the eclipse, right? It's Alien Abduction Day. Attention, George Morey. Let's see. The Great American Meat Out Day. Okay. I have to do that on Friday during Lent.
You know, you can take the term meat out two ways.
Yeah.
Which way are you talking? We're not, we're not having meat on meat out day? Is that what that means?
I guess that's it. The meat out day, you're not having meat. And as we mentioned, it's National Ravioli Day. That's a little heavy, but...
I don't know if I've ever had ravioli that didn't come in a can.
Ooh, yeah, Chef Boyardee.
That's not something you think to order in a restaurant, really.
Yeah. I wonder if Chef Boyardee was a real guy. I think he was.
He was.
1852, Uncle Tom's Cabin, the anti-slavery novel by Harriet Beecher Stowe, was first published. 1886, the first AC power plant in the U.S. begins commercial operation in Massachusetts. I thought it happened in near Buffalo, but I'm wrong about that, I guess. 1930, KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, is founded by Colonel Harlan Sanders in North Corbin, Kentucky. It's a guilty pleasure of mine to get a bucket of original. I haven't tried that. Was it called... The one which with pizza Giza,
Giza. I don't know.
Yeah, the one with the one they just brought out. But I did once try the Double Down, and that is decadent. I don't think they still have it. 1965, President Lyndon B. Johnson notifies Alabama Governor George Wallace that he'll use federal authority to call up the National Guard in order to supervise a planned civil rights march from Selma to Montgomery. Now, our song of the day. Let me take you back to the first day of spring in 1974. We lost this guy 7 years ago in 2016. He released his final album the day before his death. David Bowie was 69. First concert I ever saw in Cleveland, Ohio. Diamond Dogs tour of this guy. Title track from his ninth album here, The Year I Graduated, an album that also included the smash hit Fame. Collaboration here with Luther Vandross.
They pulled in just behind the bridge. He lays her down. He frowns. Hey, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young? He kissed the woman there. She took his ring. Took his babies. It took him minutes. Took her nowhere. Heaven knows he's a taken in a thing. Once a young American.
Young American, young American. She wants the young American. All night.
But she wants the young American. All the way from Washington. Her breadwinner begs off the bathroom floor. We live for just these 20 years. Do we have to die for the 50 more?
And if you got the vinyl, that is side one, cut one. Takes me back to my first job in radio at WHSY in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. On the state in 68, Eric Clapton and Neil Young, arrested at a home in Los Angeles and charged with being in a place where it is suspected that marijuana is being used. Clapton was later found innocent, and he got a misdemeanor charge. Neil Young paid a small fine. 1969, John Lennon married Yoko Ono in Gibraltar.
Seriously?
She's got a hideous...
Yoko...
Oh, no!
I think that's the correct pronunciation.
She's got a hideous voice. Have you ever heard one of her songs? Oh, my God. 1976, Patty Hearst is convicted of armed robbery for her part in the San Francisco bank holdup. That is still a question mark on exactly what was going on there. 1990, Gloria Estefan suffered a broken back when her tour bus was hit by a skidding truck on an icy Pennsylvania highway. Within a year, she was back on stage. She's got a fabulous house on that Star Island up there in the...
Yeah, Star Island is interesting because it's a like a bunch of fingers that are sticking into the water between Miami Beach and Miami.
Right, yeah.
And it used to be limited access. I think you can just drive on there now.
I think a tour bus took us on a ride through there. So apparently, and that would really... I wouldn't be happy if I was seeing tour buses going by on my expensive home on Star Island. 1991, Eric Clapton's four-year-old son, Connor, fell to his death from the 53rd floor of his mother's apartment in New York City. Clapton wrote Tears in Heaven in memory of his son. But that begs the question, what was the son doing on the windowsill of the 53rd floor?
You know, when Janelle was born, my condo was on the 25th floor of a building.
Yeah.
And we knew we had to sell before she started crawling because you just can't watch them every single second.
Oh, sure. Yeah, right.
Kids have a way of disappearing quickly when they know that your back is turned.
Can you imagine your son?
No, I cannot.
1996, Lyle and Eric Menendez, two wonderful kids, convicted of first-degree murder for killing their parents. Oh, my God. 2012, the Disney movie John Carter records one of the largest losses in cinema history, $200 million write down.
That's what Disney movies do these days. They lose a ton of money. They don't even release them.
Speaking of Disney, on this day in 2019, Disney acquired Fox Entertainment for over $71 billion. That's the Fox movie library. Let's see, birthdays. It says here Alabama's own actress, but actually she's from Conyers, Georgia. Holly Hunter is 66 today, and when I think of Holly Hunter, she's been in a lot of movies. Broadcast News. She was the neurotic producer in Broadcast News. I love it.
That's a really good movie.
It really is.
You worked in TV news. I did for a couple of years.
Yeah, and those corporate cutbacks where they have to come in and they take you into an office and
Well, that scene where Albert Brooks finishes an edited piece and he has to deliver it to the control room so they can run it.
And
I get how many times I'm handing something while the anchor is reading the lead-in on the air.
Gosh, yeah. Running with
I did features, so I was last to get a camera, last to get an editing room.
Running with that cassette down the hall, right, you know? And then with him sweating on the evening
flop
news.
Sweat. Yeah, flop sweat. But he filled in. Yeah, that was funny.
Spike Lee is 67 today. William Hurt would have been 74, speaking of broadcast news, right? William Hurt?
That's right.
Bobby Orr, Hockey Hall of Famer, is 76 today. Pat Riley is a snappy dresser, Miami Heat president. He's 79 today.
79?
Yeah. Hal Linden, dead or alive, Barney Miller.
I think he's around.
He's 93 today. Carl Reiner would have been 102. Shut up, Mel.
You know, Hal Lenz is one of those actors. I remember him from Barney Miller. He was perfect in that part. But when you see him, I had some old show was on in the background, and I saw, that guy looks familiar. Who the hell is that? It was Hal Lenz.
Is that right?
He was around for a long time before he caught on as a major player.
93 today. Singer Chester Bennington from Linkin Park would have been 46 today, 48 today. He took his own life. But the Linkin Park has a new song. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the Gump is playing.
We are.
Yeah. I mean, it's a new song, but it's with him on it. Chester, it's an old song.
Yeah.
Countdowns, 11 days till Easter Sunday. The solar eclipse is 19 days away. The Biscuits home opener is the following day. Memorial Day weekend begins in 65 days, 157 to SEC football, and Christmas now 280 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Almost did it again. Mm-hmm. Frost advisory in effect at the moment. Temperatures are in the mid-30s at the airport. Warmer today, though. Mostly sunny. We had 61 yesterday. How about 71 today? Partly cloudy, not quite as chilly tonight. Low 42. Tomorrow's high 76. A sun and cloud mix. Scattered showers returning late Thursday night, becoming likely Friday and Friday night. And then most of the weekend looking good. We may have a leftover shower first thing Saturday morning. But improvement Saturday afternoon, upper 60s, and then low 70s on Sunday. By the way, the next storm system that I'm worried about is next Tuesday. That would be the 26th.
I was just going to ask because we haven't really had a lot of springtime severe stuff going on.
So on the 26th and the 29th, two storm systems that have my attention. Right now this morning, Prattville 32, it's 38 at MGM at 6:44.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
6:45, the cheap and trashy coming up in a couple of minutes. When I was a kid, going to the drugstore meant the little store in the strip mall right next to the A&P.
Yeah.
And I swear, he was there from when I was a kid. He retired in the 80s. And I was so sad when I stopped. I used to stop and say hello because he was our guy. David Resnick was his name. Nice, friendly, warm, and always accommodating us and every other family that chose his drugstore to do business. And then it became the national chains and, you know, I don't know. Something's been lost in the translation, but that warm and friendly feeling is available locally at Adams Drugs because they are local for 62 years. We had Mike Vincent on our afternoon show the other day, and at some point we'll tell you more about House Bill 258, which is going to help keep our local pharmacies in business. It's really important, and we're actually reaching out for help to make sure our legislators want that passed because the way things stand now, the way the reimbursement process works, about 30% of their prescriptions, they end up losing money. And that just doesn't seem right. But they're hanging in there, and they're going to be around. And somehow, Mr. Vincent has managed to staff 12 locations with top-notch pharmacists and people who understand the fundamentals of customer service. So it's not just local, it's feel-good local. They will take great care of you, make you feel welcome and appreciated at each of their locations. Not only filling prescriptions, all your over-the-counter needs, if you need consultation, they take time for that. They have nice gift shops. And yes, if you need a Coke and a candy bar to feel better, you can get that too. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one that's nearest you. Four have health clinics, including the one up the street from us at Perry Hill and Carmichael Road, if your doctor wants you to get a flu shot or a shingle shot, something of that nature. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find it. Ready for a risky click today ahead of SRN News Replay?
Sure.
Remember the old KTEL commercials on TV?
Yes.
I was putting stuff in the system this morning, and I scrolled past this one.
New from KTEL, Lovesick, the ultimate collection of nauseating, gooey, and repugnant love songs. 22 stomach-turning hits, 22 stomach-turning stars. Billy Joel.
I love you just the way you are.
Stevie Wonder.
I just called to say I love you.
Whitney, I mean Whitney Houston.
And I will always love you.
As a special bonus, all of Side 2 will contain big names in rock who gave away their balls to get the chicks with these big love hits. Journey. Foreigner. Eric Clapton. So much for Clapton is God. Also on KTEL Lovesick, you'll get two great Midwestern rock bands who sold out and wimped out. Chicago. And Styx. And we cannot forget the quarry train voice of Joe Cocker.
You are so beautiful.
Now, doesn't that make you want to induce vomiting? That's why you need KTEL's Lovesick. Tastes so much better than syrup of Ipecac. But wait, there's more. You'll also get Don't Know Much by Ronstadt and Neville, Endless Love by Ross and Ritchie, The One That You Love by Air Supply. All hell, you'll get the entire Air Supply collection when you buy Lovesick by KTEL. Guaranteed to get you a date or we'll blow up one for you.
I blew up your body, but you blew my mind.
KTEL Lovesick, available on CD, cassette, vinyl, or illegal download. Just $14.99 or $14.98 to make this commercial go away. KTEL, because
see those kind of spots on TV anymore.
No, you don't. And boy, those pressings were terrible, too. You know?
Yeah, God, cheap crap.
Yeah.
But that was like taking a tour of every song I hated playing on morning radio in the 80s. All right, at 6:50, we have your SRN News replay. Skipper's got a traffic update coming, and I'll be back with the Cheap and Trashy.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello!
President Biden's ultimately deadly U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan was a poorly planned, ill-timed, and disorganized affair. That's the congressional testimony of two generals who oversaw the operation. If ever there was a blowout primary win, this is it. Trump-endorsed U.S. Senate candidate Bernie Moreno has won the three-way Ohio Republican primary in a landslide. The on-again, off-again arrest and deportation of illegal aliens by the state of Texas is off again, hours after the U.S. Supreme Court said the law could be enforced, pending a ruling by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. That latter court decided to block the law once again, a hearing planned later today. Heavy fighting around the Gaza Strip's biggest hospital on day two of the Israeli military operation aimed at rooting out Hamas terrorists. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are lower. More details, srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Authorities from the fire department are off Michigan Avenue over in Chisholm working a fire this morning. Please use caution there. As far as traffic, light to mostly moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. We've been a little busy on the interstates this morning. All of our feeder roads coming into Montgomery are light to moderate. A little bit of heavy traffic coming out of Wetumpka on 231, but other than that, no major problems anywhere. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, Montgomery looking really good all around the area as far as traffic this morning. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Larry Liveoak, make sure you've got the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Liveoak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. With the J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com.
part of the Sutherland Automotive Group. Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, Morgan Freeman's Springtime Memories.
Daylight Savings Time 2006. Instead of setting my clock ahead an hour, I mistakenly set it behind, which means I showed up to the movie set that day 2 hours late. When I finally got there, the director said, "Where the hell you been?" I smiled, then rammed my fist through his chest, ripped out his still-beating heart, and held it aloft so the rest of the crew could see what happens to anyone that screws with Morgan Freeman.
That was another of Morgan Freeman's Springtime Memories.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, 6:55 on this Talk Tennis Group on the band, WACB, top of the Cheap and Trashy. Celebrity gossip and showbiz reporting, the Cheap and Trashy anchor. Anybody want to hear Jenny McCarthy talk about what it was like to be at the Playboy parties?
Nah.
I kind of need some support on this because there's not a...
Don't ask.
Not a whole lot of...
Just play it.
Sure. Would love to hear
it. I would, man... I got up this morning for this.
Saying, I wish.
Well, I have Jenny McCarthy talking about how she described herself for an MTV audition. There's that. We'll just skip that.
Why is she in the news lately?
I have no idea. But she's bitching about the behavior at the Playboy party. She was a playmate.
Right.
A while back. And... all she did was complain about the whole experience, but I don't recall the part about somebody holding a gun to her head making her do it. That said, Dan Schneider, Creep.
Oh, yeah. I watched the first episode of that last night.
Oh, my gosh.
Glad on the set?
Yes.
Well, can't, you got to see the second one, boy.
I know. There's three more episodes to watch, and it's...
Will it make you feel any better if he said that he's...
Nope.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't bring up any of the sexualization stuff.
Well, yeah, you're about to find out about that part of, he wasn't doing that.
In a video interview released yesterday, he said it was very difficult to watch. I definitely owe people a pretty strong apology.
Sorry!
That's not going to cut it.
Yeah, you deserve jail time.
I wish I could go back, especially to those earlier years of my career, and bring the growth and the experience that I have now and just do a better job and never feel like it was okay to be an a-hole to anyone ever.
You were worse than that.
Yeah. He also agreed that some jokes the kids told on those Nickelodeon shows crossed the line.
Yes, they did.
And he's all for cutting them. Mm. And he admitted he engaged in pretty bad behavior in writers' rooms.
Yes, he did. And these weird fetishes of making little girls suck their toes and stuff like that. Oh, my God. It was... It's
my really flesh is starting to move on its own.
Yeah.
He admitted he never should have asked anyone on the set to give him massages. Are you going to watch the rest of that?
Yeah, no, totally.
You
got to
see the Drake stuff, yeah.
Here's a term relative to movies I don't recall hearing much prior to just recently. Intimacy coordinators.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They're the people that advise, consult on intimate scenes being filmed for movie.
Cut! You're doing that wrong.
Well, this is the interesting part here because Ewan McGregor and Mary Elizabeth Winstead are using an intimacy coordinator for a show. I saw a preview of this, A Gentleman in Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
The reason it's interesting is they're married already, but they have an intimacy coordinator
Well, for the screen, yeah.
Guiding them through the scenes. Ewan's Ewan says, it's still necessary because it's all about the crew, and it's odd to be naked in front of people. It's odd to be intimate in front of the camera. If you were doing a dance scene, you'd have a choreographer. It's important part of the work now because it's somebody that the director and actors meet in the middle. Kate Winslet did a profanity-filled reading of F. Now there are two of you. Sounds like a good kid's book. Parody book on BBC's Comic Relief Red Nose Day. It's the third book in the Go the F to Sleep series. It's about two parents who are figuring out how difficult it is to raise two kids, or as the book says, two is a million more.